This is Speaker Linda Pauling. It's August 8, 2005, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, I was listening to an online radio station last week, and the question was asked, how can a spirit who has no material vocal cords whatsoever project their voice onto a tape in the material world?
Now, how to explain this, Alora? Sometimes, without them realizing it, the spirits use the vocal cords or the voice of the people that are in the room without them realizing they are doing it. This is one of the most common ways that these voices get on the tapes. Other times, they use a noise that already is in the area that people do not realize is there, and they alter this noise, and this is how they get the voices on the tape. Other times, they vibrate objects that are in the room and cause them to give off the sound waves that register on the tape as voices. There is several ways for spirits to do this, but spirits always have to have something material to manipulate to make the sound in order for anything to come onto the tapes. If they don't, they cannot produce the phenomena.
Wow, really interesting stuff, Nazarene. I'm glad I asked these questions after all.
The way spirits try to keep the glory of God going, Alora, is always fascinating. It is always very, very fascinating.
We'll be back after the break. We're back. Nazarene, I've heard a lot about this phenomena and wanted to ask you this question about it to get the facts. Exactly what are orbs?
This is no great mystery, Alora. These are simply spirit phenomena, spirits that have not completely materialized themselves. This usually occurs when there are a lot of them in one place, and it is difficult for all of them to materialize, so they merely appear as spots of light, and they are so intense that they register on photographic film, or these new kind of cameras that use no film. But they're just spirits, Alora. They're just ordinary phenomena that are gathered in a certain place and are energized for some reason, and very often it is a place that people think is haunted and where people call them and draw them to. So it is no great mystery, Alora. It is a phenomena that has existed for untold ages. It's just modern technology is exposing it a little bit more. That's all.
Wow, that's cool, Nazarene. Another mystery solved. But they look so pretty and so different.
As most of this phenomena is positive, Alora, they're usually always pretty. When they're not, you better run.
We'll be back tomorrow. This is Speaker Linda Pauling. It's August 9th, 2005, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, how can someone tell the difference between the presence of a demonic entity and a ghost in a haunted house?
Well, Alora, this is really rather a silly question. Anybody should be able to figure it out. An ordinary ghost might do a little bit of stuff to be a nuisance and upset people, but they'll never really hurt anyone. A demonic creature will hurt people. It wants to hurt people. It will try to get other people to hurt people. If it is hurting people, it is evil. It is a demonic, whatever you want to call it, spirit. It is a thing of evil. If it isn't hurting people, if it's just abiding in the house and showing itself to people once in a while and moving around, then it's just an ordinary spirit, an ordinary ghost, whatever you want to call it. But if it's hurting people, if it's attacking people, it is evil, and it is what you would call demonic. That's the way to tell the difference, Alora.
Oh, I remember now, Nazarene, and also something about the fact that demons sometimes stink.
absolutely right, Alora. If it's a stinker, it's a creature of darkness.
We'll be back after the break. We're back. Nazarene, can plants be possessed by demons? What do you have to say about this?
No, Alora, not really. Plants do not have intelligence, so it would be very difficult for a creature of darkness to possess them. But creatures of darkness can feed on plants and draw the life energy out of them and can destroy them. And this can be very bad for some people in certain situations. It is very, very difficult for creatures of darkness to control things of such a primitive nature, but they can draw the life force out of them. And when this is happening, it is a very, very bad sign, because if they are drawing the life force out of the plants, it is very possible that they are drawing the life force of everyone else in the vicinity. So when this phenomena is observed, people should get somebody there to deal with the creature of darkness very, very quickly, because it can be very, very dangerous.
Ah, the poor plants, Nazarene. Demons can sure do some scary stuff.
That's why they're called demons, Alora, which is an ancient word for terror.
We'll be back tomorrow. This is Speaker Linda Pauling. It's August 10th, 2005, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, actor-director Mel Gibson has been asked to do a reenactment of the crucifixion on the streets of Sydney, Australia, if this city is selected as the host of a huge Catholic gathering in 2008. What do you think of this, since we all know you did not like his movie, The Passion of the Christ?
Now, I don't know, Alora, if he is as realistic in this reenactment as he was in the movie. I don't know. I really don't. Sometimes it's better to play things down a little bit for the sake of people's emotions and not get them so upset. It's true, it was a pretty dramatic experience, but I would actually prefer that somebody else do it. I would actually prefer somebody else. The man isn't a bad man. I just don't like the way he portrays things. A little moderation should be shown. You know what I mean? Sometimes you have to back off a little bit and say, well, let's don't make this quite as realistic as it was. Let's try to make it not quite so ugly and not upset people so much, because this was one ugly thing.
I agree, Nazarene. I don't know that much about modern-day directors. Wonder what it would be like if George Lucas directed it.
No, Laura, I don't think Jedi would be appropriate, or Wookiees.
We'll be back after the break. We're back. Nazarene, members of a Baptist church in Kansas are picketing gay churches, gay weddings, and military funerals. They are insulting people at the funerals. They say that God is against defending our nation and praise explosive devices the insurgents use to kill our military personnel. What do you have to say about this?
Well, Alora, to put it in sporting terms, these people have two home runs and one foul ball. Now, picketing churches and gay weddings where sodomy is going on, yes, this is right. But attacking military funerals, attacking those who have served their country and done the will of God by defending the innocent, these people have got a big, big problem, Alora. And praising those that are blowing up our troops and saying that the weapons they use are acceptable, that it's all right for someone to strap explosives on themselves and blow up the innocent, these people are in trouble, Alora. They're in trouble with me. Number one, big O, they're in trouble with me. I mean, when they get to the gates of heaven, they're going to get a very nasty welcome, a very, very nasty welcome, and they're not going to be there very long.
Uh-oh, gone mad again.
As I have said before, Laura, I'm not God, I am his son, but I am mad, I am really, really mad.
We'll be back tomorrow. This is Speaker Linda Pauling. It's August 11th, 2005, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, a U.S. researcher, has pledged to continue a mission to find Atlantis under the ocean between the countries of Cyprus and Syria. What do you think are his chances of success?
Boy, is this guy lost, Alora. I mean, he is really lost. Atlantis was in the Atlantic. I mean, this guy is so far off that it is ridiculous. I cannot understand why people read the old chronicles and not figure out that the Pillars of Hercules are the Straits of Gibraltar and that Atlantis was in the Atlantic. Why do you think it was called the Atlantic? Because that's where Atlantis was. Really, people, this guy is lost, Alora. He is really, really lost. Oh, he might find some interesting stuff. There's a lot that has been sunk in that area over the past ages, and he might find something of interest, but he's definitely not going to find Atlantis because he's nowhere near where it was. This is really hilarious, Alora. It really gives me a chuckle. It really, really does.
Good one, Nazarene. I don't even think a compass would help this guy.
Yeah, Alora, knowing people like this, you'd probably say the South Pole is the North Pole.
We'll be back after the break. We're back. Nazarene, it has been discovered that Judge John Roberts, nominee for the Supreme Court, 10 years ago helped attorneys overturn a Colorado referendum which would have allowed discrimination against gays. Do you think this means he shouldn't be considered for the job, even though he's the president's choice?
If I remember this particular instant, Alora, that referendum was very poorly done, and if the people had worked it a little bit differently, it would have probably been legal. When something is definitely illegal and is really discriminating, you have to go out and say, no, this is too much, this is too far. But I think when it comes to laws where men are protected against homosexuality and the attacks of homosexuals, and it says, you know, a man cannot come up to another man and insult him and ask him for sexual favors, I think this man will go for that. But laws discriminating against homosexuals, I am not too much for them myself. I believe they have the right to housing and such, as long as they do not bother other people. It is their teaching of their sickness that I am against.
I agree, Nazarene. From what I read, people are being too picky about that.
We must oppose evil, Alora, but we must not hate the evildoer.
We'll be back tomorrow. This is Speaker Linda Pauling. It's August 12, 2005, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, the Israeli government is threatening to arrest Orthodox Jews that oppose the withdrawal from Gaza and imprison them without trial or hearing for as long as they wish. Do you approve of this?
Absolutely not, Alora. These people are not breaking any laws. They are defending God's land. They are defending God's truth. They are trying to keep what God gave to them. Their leaders are the traitors. Their leaders are the ones that should be arrested and imprisoned and kept there for the rest of their lives. These innocent people are not to blame because they are doing the will of God. If they are breaking a law, then the government arrests them, They try them and they imprison them, but they do not arrest them without charges. They cannot arrest this person and say that they can be put in prison because they oppose the wrong that the government is doing. Israel is a free nation. The people have a right to protest. My people have a right to speak up and say, no, what you're doing is wrong. You are giving our land to our enemies. You are giving our land to the people that have murdered our babies in their cribs. No, this cannot be allowed, Alora. Never.
Ooh, the Son of God is just not happy this week.
Absolutely right, Alora. When my people are being betrayed, I am not happy, and I never will be happy, and nothing can ever make me happy.
We'll be back after the break. We're back. Nazarene, is John Lennon doing anything special to help the Israeli people during the current crisis?
Not really too much, Alora. He's doing a few search and destroy missions, going after creatures of darkness that are leading the governmental officials over there and getting them to betray their own people for the Palestinians. But aside from that, John is very, very busy singing and using his power to try to bring God back to the holiest of all, because we do not know how long we will be able to survive without God in the holiest of all. This is a very, very difficult time in history, Alora. This is a very, very dangerous time. Unless we can bring God back and get him back into the holiest of all, we have serious, serious problems. And John also needs to go to Iraq once in a while and deal with the creatures of darkness there. We wish so much we could get you there and deal permanently with these foul creatures, but we can't, so we have to use what we have. John is very, very busy.
Wow, Nazarene, when you used to talk to him in his apartment, did you ever believe that he would become such a hero?
I never dreamed that such a crisis could ever occur, Alora, but I'm glad I had a hero that came forth.
We'll be back next week.